from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
All right, we're keeping our fingers crossed that our new third baseman, Mike Geo, can get some hits.
Oh.
All right. We're hoping he can. Grant McCauley just said he happened to be available. He wasn't terrible, by the way. Seriously, I mean, Braves fans, we were joking earlier, but, you know, it's not like the guy comes in here and he's hitting 160.
No, I mean, look, he's better than anything out there. You heard this earlier. His manager, Hinch, up there in Detroit said he's a good guy. They got a rookie in the pipeline. They're getting some reps and getting some game experience. But he's a guy whose career is 265. Chris mentioned earlier, our producer, who's a Yankee fan, that he had a couple of good years, including a 20-home-run season for the Yankees. He's a good fielding now, third baseman.
Okay,
And, you know, look.
Urshela.
Gio, if you see him tonight, if you're sitting third base side, say, Buenos noches, Gio. He's from Cartagena in Colombia. And he's had a nice career. He's got his pension. He's done well for himself. He's done well for himself in the show.
Can he do well for us is the question.
That's the thing. What's this guy got left in the tank? Can we squeeze anything out of the Gio toothpaste to help get us across the line and into the playoffs? That's it.
All right. If Gio goes 3-for-4 tonight, I'm on the street corner tomorrow right there, Peachtree and 14th with a big Gio sign.
All right, man.
Okay. 3-for-4 tonight.
Yeah. Now, Gio, that's a great Angelina Jolie movie. Gio. Anyway, let's see. I'm down with it. Look, guys, it's the best literally available, and it's just better than any. Nacho ain't 100% down. He's got the flu or whatever, and the other guys just can't hit that are in the system for third base. That's it.
Now, again, I say that, and remember, we are going up against Wheeler. So he has been an innings eater, 150 innings in 24 starts so far. Hey, he's just crushing.
It's Abraham hits us up on the text line. Yeah, you guys are saying he was a bum in the 2 o'clock hour. And then I did my research.
Well, yes, I asked you what the expectations should be.
And I said bum.
And you said journeyman. Which equals bum.
Yes, but again, but on second view, on hindsight, it is the best available free agent on waivers. He's the best guy you can find out there.
Urshela.
And his resume doesn't stink. You know, he's got some. You know, he's had some hits.
Okay. You know, there's a good chance he makes a stellar play at third too.
He's a very good third baseman. He's a slick fielding third baseman.
Well, you know what? Defense shouldn't suffer when we're not scoring runs.
Right. But I mean, again. Money, Harris, Laureano, Ozuna, Olsen, Murphy, Kelnick, Arcia, Urshela, Merrifield. Nobody had that on their bingo card leaving Northport back in March.
No. I just hope we get some pop. All right. We're talking about that. Obviously, you guys can hit us up on the text line, 404-726-0929. And my question was, what should Braves fans' expectations be going into this series? Listen, I hate the Phillies. I don't want them to win this division. I want to own them because their fans are so cocky.
Right.
All right. I just love the fact that we've beaten the snot out of them. And last year, that playoff loss hurt because we were so much better and we just didn't perform at all. So
Don't like the circuit. I know we're going to talk about what Brian Flores and the whole Tua controversy, but I still just don't like the way that wrapped because of the way that, you know, Bryce Harper and the Phillies punked Arcia and the way our feeble excuse for
our
response.
And
2 years in a row, we've come into this thing and blown it against Philly. So, look, it's frustrating because you feel like you get unfinished business with these guys.
Well, that's why.
And this don't seem like the year we're going to finish.
This series, under any other circumstances, if everyone was healthy, and we know they're not, I would be telling you this is the biggest series of the season because it would be. We're heading into September. We got 7 more games with these guys over the next 2 weeks. But now I'm just kind of like, I got to wait, sit back and wait and see how we're going to respond. And if we lose, I don't think anybody under the circumstances is going to say, oh, I expected the Braves to sweep these guys over the next seven games.
Right.
If we do, great. All right. With that said, let's talk about Tua Tagovailoa. And the reason is this, guys. Falcons are off today. They're back at it tomorrow. Andy and Randy will be up at the Ticketmaster Studios. They'll have a guest or two. Make sure you tune in. We will also play that for you later in the afternoon if you happen to miss it. But the NFL is talking about this because it is rare when somebody, and even Tua, think about Tua's career. Tua's never, ever said anything bad about anybody. Okay,
no, and he's a tough guy, man. He's went through a lot of it. Think of all the times he was banged up. Think of the injuries and how he had a battle back in Alabama. You know, the concussion stuff as well in Miami. And this guy's taken a lot of hits in his career. So nobody, you know, questions his physical toughness.
The day after, which was yesterday, and Mike and I brought this up briefly, but now we've had Vikings defensive coordinator Brian Flores, who's been around the NFL, comment on this. And this was Tua, who went on the Dan Le Batard show. This is where it originated, and basically said Flores was a terrible person. This is how he described his relationship with Brian Flores when he was the head coach of the Dolphins.
To put it in simplest terms, if you woke up every morning and I told you you suck at what you did, that you don't belong doing what you do, that you shouldn't be here, that this guy should be here, that you haven't earned this right, and then you have somebody else come in and tell you, dude, you are the best fit for this. Like, you are accurate. You are the best whatever. You are this. You are that. Like, how would it make you feel listening to one or the other? You see what I'm saying? And then you hear it. You hear it, regardless of what it is, the good or the bad. And you hear it more and more. You start to actually believe that.
So, if we're talking about Brian Flores, Carl, that's his coach's first 2 years in the league. And Flores didn't believe in him, was wanting Fitzpatrick. You know, if you have 3 years, actually, if you look at it. And we talked about the game earlier today, 2021, when Matt Ryan and the Falcons have come from behind win over Miami. The Kyle Pitts catch down the sideline. Tua threw two horrible picks in that game. Flores was hopping mad. So what do you make of a guy, you know, just putting it out there? I mean, his locker room now knows this. And certainly, you know, there's folks around the league, media, people like us are talking about it. Does it make him look soft?
As I told you earlier, he is. He's not soft because of his physical makeup. This is a mentality where you felt compelled enough to share this with somebody where nobody really knew. I mean, you went 3 years and nobody knew this publicly. Privately, maybe somebody knew, but you felt compelled enough because you were in your feels about it. You were bothered by it. Mike, guys in the National Football League get berated all the time, whether it be coaches, general managers, whomever. This is a man's sport. Either you perform or you don't, and sometimes guys get coached hard. And I think Brian Flores is one of these guys who coaches hard, Mike, and sometimes guys don't respond to that. Now, you're going to say, well, you know what? That's not the way to go about it these days. Well, I'm going to tell you Tua was soft.
Well, guys, here's the deal. And we're going to hear from Brian Flores because he was asked about this in Minnesota. Didn't shy away from it either. Tua, in the big moments, couldn't get to 200 yards with the division up for grabs in the last game of the year against Buffalo, and then throws for less than 200 against Kansas City. Coach Bra, who's warm and fuzzy and sensitive and sweet, has won one more game than Brian Flores in 2 years in Miami. Brian Flores won 19 games his last 2 years in South Florida. Coach Bra has won 20 games his first two and flamed out last year as they went down in flames the last three games of the season, including the playoffs.
Now, here's the other part about this story, and this is what makes it interesting. Everybody is focusing on, oh, my God, I don't know how he spoke to him like that. Brian Flores, at the same time, had an owner telling him to tank games.
Correct.
At the same time. Okay, which is why he lost his job in Miami, because he said, I'm not doing that. And then he got ostracized for a few years, Mike, because nobody wanted to give him an opportunity until, oh, Mike Tomlin said, I got you. So this is a situation where you had an owner pressing the coach to try to...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Attempt to purposely lose games. And it's the same owner, by the way, who was trying to bring Tom Brady down there when he was under contract.
And the same coach who's got the balls to say it's a racist league, and I'm getting blackballed here over this situation because of Ross. I mean, some guys, a lot of guys in the league have his back in that situation. He comes from the Belichick school. Tom Brady's talked about Belichick breaking his balls in front of teammates, in front of the entire team. Some guys coach hard, some guys pat you on the back, some guys kick your ass.
How did Brady operate in that situation?
Worked out pretty well.
Oh, 7-time Super Bowl champion?
I said, Sean Payton's doing the same thing to Bo Nix right now. He's running him hard the way the Parcells used to run Phil Sims ragged. Some guys respond to this. In 2024, we're soft as a society. It's got to be love and affection and sweetness. And no, Jeremy, that's okay. You know, you get a cookie now because you struck out. And we're not keeping wins and losses. Well, you just said it. It's the NFL. Man up, man. Why do you think this helps you by going public with this? How does this help you? Especially if you continue to lose late in the season and not bring home the bacon and be clutch.
Let's hear from Brian Flores, Vikings defensive coordinator, responding to Tua's comments.
So, you know, that hit me in a way that, you know, wasn't, I wouldn't say it was, you know, positive for me. But at the same time, I've got to use that and say, hey, how can I grow from that? You know, how can I be better? And that's really... that's really where I'm at from that standpoint. Do I feel like that's me? No. But, you know, how can I grow from that situation and create a world where that's not, you know, the case that anyone says that about Brian Flores?
Now, I got to say this. And if you're listening and you hear my voice, everybody right now, you've had somebody in your life that didn't like you. That one person doesn't define who you are, okay? So for Brian Flores, having a 21-year career in the league, Mike, and you're telling me 21 years in that this is Tua's interpretation of what their relationship was, fine, didn't work. I get it.
Right.
But it doesn't make Brian Flores a bad dude. And he says, over my long haul, I've had a lot of great relationships in my 21-year career, players, coaches, personnel, equipment. But he also, to Mike's point, came from a culture in New England where this is what they did.
Yeah, as we said, guys, there's more than one way to skin a cat. You don't have to be loud and all this. It's just some folks of a certain generation were brought up a certain way. And as I said earlier, say it again, how does this help you? How does this help you?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!